Our processional hymn this morning is number nine in the other song book. Number nine. Let us rise. Welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church here in American Falls on this beautiful Flag Day, June 14th, here in southeastern Idaho. The wind is still blowing, but the smoke is gone. Our liturgy this morning is in our bulletin, and we begin in the name of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us. For his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In peace, let us pray the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above, for the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Our hymn of praise in the other songbook, 172. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. God of compassion, you have opened the way for us and brought us to yourself. Pour your love into our hearts, that overflowing with joy, we may freely share the blessings of your realm and faithfully proclaim the good news of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Please be seated for the lessons.
The first reading is from Exodus 19, 2 through 8. They journeyed from Rephidim, entered the wilderness of Sinai, and camped in the wilderness. Israel camped there in front of the mountains. Then Moses went up to God, the Lord called him from the mountain. Thus you shall say to the house of Jacob and tell the Israelites, you have seen what I did to the Egyptians and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now, therefore, if you obey my voice and keep my covenant, you my treasured possession out of all of the peoples. Indeed, the whole earth is mine, but you shall be for me a priestly kingdom and a holy nation. These are the words that you shall speak to the Israelites. So Moses went, summoned the elders of the people, and set before them all these words that the Lord had commanded him. The people all answered as one, everything that the Lord has spoken, we will do. Moses reported the words of the people to the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm is one, Psalm 100, and we will read it responsively. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness.
Come into his presence with singing.
Know that the Lord is God.
It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture.
Enter his gates with thanksgiving,
and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his names.
For the Lord is good.
His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations.
The second reading is Romans 5, 1. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand, and we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our afflictions, knowing that affliction produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. For while we were still weak, at the right time for the ungodly, indeed rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person someone might actually dare to die. But God proves his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and curing every disease and every sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." Then Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to cure every disease and every sickness. These are the names of the 12 apostles. First, Simon, also known as Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the tax collector, James, son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus, Simon the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, the one who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions: the Gentiles and enter no town of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, proclaim the good news. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. You received without payment. Give without payment. The Gospel of the Lord. And now, O Lord, may the words of our mouths, the actions of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer. Amen. Last week's gospel lesson, just before this week's gospel lesson, in the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus tells the Pharisees that the healthy have no need of a physician. It is only those who are sick. Of course, he meant everyone, including the Pharisees, who didn't know they were sick. In today's gospel lesson, Jesus looks and he sees. Jesus moves from salvation and actually notices the people in the crowds, which were beginning to gather wherever he went in Galilee. Jesus sees beyond the surface. Jesus notices their struggles, their confusion, their hopes, their fears. He sees their pain. The people were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Jesus' response is deep compassion. Jesus feels with them as their suffering were his own. True compassion is born when we place ourselves in the metaphorical shoes of others. When we stop judging from a distance and start understanding from within. Jesus does not stand at a distance, but enters into their experience. Jesus enters into our experience. It is the mystery of the incarnation, God with us. Jesus sees life from our side, and so doing, Jesus changes everything. When we begin to understand others from within their struggles, our hearts are softened by the Holy Spirit as we then respond with kindness, but not just kindness, but with action. Jesus then says, the harvest is plentiful. The laborers are few. There are many people in need of healing, in need of guidance, in need of hope. But few are available to address it, to step forward, and to even hands a little bit. Jesus instructs his disciples to first pray for laborers. Now, something powerful happened after asking them to pray. Jesus sends those very disciples out to work. Prayer leads to mission. It seems that those who ask for help to be sent may find that they themselves are part of the answer. Jesus gave his disciples authority, not for power, but for service, to heal the sick, to raise the dead, as the lepers, even to cast out demons. They are sent out to restore life, to restore dignity, to restore hope. Now, Jesus reminds them, he's reminding us, freely have you received, freely give. Our mission is rooted in grace and not personal merit. The gospel compels us to look at people differently. We are asked, do we truly see others? And do we only notice the surface of people? The gospel, having been freely received, challenges us to place ourselves in others' shoes, to feel their struggles, their fears, their needs. Now, when we do this, compassion is manifest. It's not forced. It is manifest as we respond in gratitude for what unmerited healing, unmerited kindness, and unmerited salvation we too have received. God's compassion leads to mission as response. And I do dare say, usually it's in simple ways, in listening, in helping, forgiving. We become instruments by which God's loving action flows through us in a life of paying God's blessings forward. Blessed to be a blessing, we're fond of saying. We ask today for the grace not just to see, but to feel. And not just to feel, but to act. That we who have received freely understand that we are also give freely. We are loved in our weakness. We are sent in compassion. Our first reading this morning from the Torah would have been very familiar to Jesus' disciples. It records a very crucial moment in Israel's history. The Hebrews had been freed from slavery in Egypt and were now in the wilderness at Mount Sinai. Freedom freely given by God. Sinai is not just a stop on their journey, however. It's a turning point. It's a pivot where God forms them into a with a mission. God doesn't begin with commands. He gives those, but he doesn't begin with them. Instead, he begins with a reminder. I carried you with eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Just as an eagle lifts its young above danger, God has protected and guided the Hebrews. Their story is not rooted in their strength. They were slaves, but in God's faithful love. God sends out not a commandment, but a mission built on trust, built on faith. The trusting response gives the Hebrews a beautiful identity, God's treasured possession, a kingdom of priests, a nation set aside as a sign of God's sovereignty, yes, but most important, God's love for all God's creation. Israel is chosen, not just for blessing, but for mission. Israel is to reflect God's presence in the world, and as a kingdom of priests, to draw the whole in, said Moses, said God. Now, like Israel, Jesus' church is called in the same way. God does not just freely save us, God also calls us into relationship. And God sends us, sets us apart for mission. Now, from being loved in our weakness, we are moved by God's indwelling Holy Spirit toward compassion for others. We are invited to become instruments of God's grace in this broken world. Our hymn of the day is 579. Thank you. Let us rise your spirit as we confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for ourselves he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Gathered together by the Holy Spirit, let us pray for the church and the needs of the world. God of freedom, you ransomed Israel from slavery to be a holy people. As we observe Juneteenth this coming week, free us to be a people who proclaim your liberating love. God of grace, God of creation, you call all the earth to make a joyful noise to you. Let us join the chorus of the natural world in proclaiming your glory. God of grace, God of the nations, you sent Jesus as peace for all humankind. Bring an end to war and conflict. Bring hope to places devastated by destruction, especially those we lift up to you now in our hearts. And sustain those who advocate for peace. God of grace, God of grace, you pour hope and love into our hearts in times of shame and doubt. Protect those experiencing housing insecurity. Uplift anyone struggling with hopelessness, illness, or other worries, especially those we lift up to you now in our hearts. God of grace, God of all, you call your children to serve in a plentiful harvest. Give us the wisdom to know how best our local community and our neighbors. God of grace, God of faith, we give thanks for the saints who earnestly seek you. Guide us as we seek to follow those who have led your church. God of grace, trusting you receive all our prayers, we commend our spoken and unspoken prayers to you, O God, through Jesus our Savior.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you. Because you guys are big kids, let's talk about something a little harder, okay? What is it called when no one asks you to do anything? Maybe they don't even know it's what. Notice today it's all about service, and the bulletin was all about service. So if you're doing something that no one, maybe no one will even notice that you did it, right? So when you do those things, okay, should we always expect? Well, there's some people around here, just in our building. I like your mom. She gets paid to be a secretary, but what else does she do?
A lot of stuff.
Yeah, your mom's always doing a lot of stuff.
Gary does a lot of stuff. Gary's always around here doing stuff, right? Army. We all are certain to get paid. You'd like to get paid, huh?
Yeah.
Well, and the other day, the cupboards, they had to wash out. But they were all learning to serve today, right out of that pulpit. Father David was over there saying it. God said, go and serve. So look around this summer and do one.
Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today is the church year. In the church year is after Pentecost. We especially welcome you, all of you who are visiting us in person today, and those of you who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station and on the internet broadcast. Happy birthday this week to Jackson Colton, Titan Villalobosis, Kristen Winder, Robbie Joe Colton, and Patty Porth. Just a reminder, VBS will be June 22nd to the 26th. Are there any other announcements? Offering will be collected at this time.
Let the vineyards be fruitful. Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, our time and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love. Through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their hymn. Holy God, holy and mighty, holy and immortal, you we praise, you we worship and adore. You formed the earth from chaos. You encircled the globe with air. You created fire for warmth and light. You nourished the lands with water. You molded us in your image and with mercy, higher than the mountains, with grace deeper than the seas. You blessed the Israelites and cherished them as your own, that also we, estranged and dying, might be adopted to live in your spirit, you called to us through the life and death of Jesus. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people, for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." With this bread and cup, we remember your Son, the firstborn of your new creation. We remember his life lived for others and his death and resurrection, which renews the face of the earth. We await his coming when, with the world made perfect through your wisdom, all our sins and sorrows will be no more. Holy God, holy and merciful, holy and compassionate, send upon us and this meal your Holy Spirit, whose breath revives us for life, whose fire rouses us to love. Enfold in your arms all who share this holy food. Nurture in us the fruits of the Spirit, that we may be a living tree, shared with all the world. Holy and benevolent God, receive our praise and petitions, as Jesus received the cry of the needy, and fill us with your blessing, until, needy no longer and bound to you in love, we feast forever in the triumph of the Lamb, through whom all glory and honor is yours, O God, O living one, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Jesus has taught us, we are privileged to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen." Gifts of God for the people of God. This is the table of Jesus. It is Jesus who invites you to receive him this morning in this sacrament. Let it only be Jesus who restrains you from doing so. Everything is prepared. Come forward as the Lord calls you. Christ given for you. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Let us rise. Thank you. Let us pray. We give you thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. In your mercy, strengthen us through this gift in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. The Lord bless and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with mercy and grace. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Our processional out into the world to love and to serve is number 47. In the other songbook. Go in peace. Serve the Lord.